For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NFL draft is 2 days away. Thursday night, the Commanders pick at 29. On Friday, round two, and then Saturday, we go deeper into the weekend with the Commanders, hopefully having moved back at some point and adding some selections, have a new draft class for Adam Peters. Show's brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm Kondori & Murrah. They're going to help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation for free with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. If you tell them we sent you, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, we are joined by Chad Reuter of NFL Network. They provide live coverage on the draft from Green Bay starting Thursday going through Saturday. First round coverage airs at 8 p.m. East time on Thursday night on NFL Network. Chad, thank you for a few minutes. Do you believe what it seems like we're speculating based on reporting, and that is that really after the first pick or two, this could be one of the most mysterious top tens in a long time?
Yeah, there's a lot of scenarios. You know, it's funny, when you do a mock draft, even a 7-round mock draft, you think of so many scenarios. There's so many different things that can happen. You just have to pick one and run with it. And just because we don't know if the quarterbacks are going to go high or not, we don't know if running back Ashton Gentry is going to go fourth, even to New England. The offensive tackles may not be top five caliber. Tyler Warren at tight end could go seventh. He could go 13th. I mean, there's a lot of, we know who the top players are, but the order just is not really clear right now.
Where's the biggest variable? In other words, if it's two to Cleveland, then maybe that's the answer. But the thing that could kind of send the most cascading effects down the draft.
I think it would be where Shedeur Sanders ends up, if it's at 3 to the Giants, 6 to the Raiders, or if the quarterback doesn't go until 9, maybe to the Saints. I think he's kind of the key to see where they're at and how the rest of the top 10 is going to play out.
So it sounds like you think Shedeur Sanders to the Giants at 3 is still a viable possibility, and then you even talk about 6 and 9. A lot of what we're hearing from guests at this point is that he's going at the earliest, maybe 9, and probably deeper into the first round. You're not buying that?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows. The thing is, even if somebody with an NFL team tells you that, they're either not interested in that quarterback themselves, so they don't value them as highly as other teams that might, or, you know, it's hard to know what's smokescreen and what's not. So I look for last year, for example. A lot of people refuse to put Bo Nix and Michael Penix in the top 12 of mock drafts. And guess what? Both went there. So, the quarterbacks are very hard to figure out sometimes. It's really such a organizational decision on whether you take a guy. And 30 teams could not consider Jackson Dart a top 10 value, but the New Orleans Saints might. And then they make that pick. So it's really tough to tell. I don't think anybody can really say with any certainty how high these quarterbacks or low these quarterbacks are going to go.
Chad Ruder, NFL Network, with us here on Grant and Danny. What's the best position group in this draft?
I would say defensive tackle. We may not have a ton of them going round one, but you're going to find contributors all the way through day two into day three. You're going to find guys at the end of day three who are going to contribute immediately. It's a really deep group. I think there was 39 at the combine this year, and there's usually like 28, 29, something like that. And then running back would probably be next because, again, you're going to find a lot of day three contributors, and it's a pretty deep group at that position. So I'd say those are the top two.
Chad Ruder, NFL Media, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. The Commanders have the 29th pick, and the number one storyline with them is whether or not they're going to be able to trade back. What's your general philosophy on teams wanting to at the end of the first round and then some of the complications therein?
Well, it just depends on whether they're going to take themselves out of the running to get one of their true first-round grades. I mean, there's 32 first-round picks, but there's only usually 18 to 22 true blue-chip first-round grade prospects. So if they have a chance to get one of those guys, moving out gets more difficult. But if they can maybe make a deal with somebody early in the second round, late in the first round. The Eagles are going to want to move up. The Chiefs are going to want to move up. And depending on what other teams do, they may even want to move up one or two spots to get a guy. And maybe Washington can grab a fourth or fifth round pick out of that kind of deal. So there's not too many trades from the second into the first round. But that is a possibility, possibly for a quarterback. If Jackson Dart falls into that late first round category, maybe one of these teams early in the second round makes a move for him. So there are some possibilities there, but it doesn't happen as often as you would think, because teams, again, even at the end of the first round, they want to get that one guy that's still left on their board with a first round grade.
Obviously, guys will slip through the cracks here and there, and the third rounder, fourth rounder, the fifth rounder turns into a star. But just kind of thinking about the normal run of things, what's the gap between Ashton Jeanty, who obviously is consensus number one running back, should be in my opinion, he's really, really good, and say the running back that you could get in round three, four, or five in this particular draft?
I think it's a pretty large chasm. I don't think Evel Knievel could make it with a motorcycle over that chasm. I think he's legitimately the top guy. He's a top five, if not top three prospect in this draft. We've seen what Saquon Barkley did. We've seen Christian McCaffrey when he's not hurt, how good he's been. And a guy goes in the top five regularly as a running back. I think there's a pretty large gap. Still, you can find good backs in the third, fourth, and fifth round. It's not that, but he's a difference maker. And I think, he's going to go. He's not going to make it past the Raiders at six, for example, if he's still on the board.
How egregious a pick would it be for Washington to take Travion Henderson at 29 in terms of where you think he's going to go?
I wouldn't say egregious. I would say maybe optimistic in terms of relative value.
Like, where should he go? Where would make sense?
I think that's more of a 40 to 60 range kind of pick to me. Again, because he's not, it's Jeanty and Omarion Hampton. If they were to somehow get Omarion Hampton, then great. But then Henderson's a good back. Don't get me wrong. He is a good back. But I don't think he's, it's difficult to know without who else is available there, right? But I wouldn't, if everything played out correctly, then maybe I would say, hey, not a bad pick. But if one of the safeties is still available, if an offensive lineman could help them, another edge rusher could help them. I mean, there's a lot of other areas where there may be better value and they can get that running back a little bit later.
Do you think either Mike Green of Marshall or Donovan Ezeraco of Boston College will be available at 29?
That's who I have them taking in my latest mock draft is Ezeraco. I think that makes a lot of sense for them. You know, we know Dan Quinn likes speed, and, you know, he needs it badly. And if Ezeraco, if there's one thing he can do, is he can go after the quarterback. Great spin move. Not the tallest, biggest guy, but he is he's a difference maker on the edge. And I feel like that's a really good fit for that team.
Chad, I always like to ask people this who cover the draft. Who's somebody you like better than everybody else, and who's someone you're a little bit lower on than everybody else?
In terms of, let's see, who would I like better than everyone else? I don't know that there's a guy that I love. Okay, so a lot of people don't have Emeka Buka from Ohio State, the receiver, in the top 20. A lot of people don't. And I think he is getting the same kind of unfortunate label as a slot receiver that Justin Jefferson did coming out of LSU. And it really has no, it's really based on the fact that he was forced to play there at Ohio State because of first Marvin Harrison Jr. and then Jeremiah Smith came in as a freshman and was superstar downfield threat. But I think Ibuka can do more than being a slot receiver. So I think I'm higher because I see more potential than maybe others. As far as a guy that's maybe down the road a little bit more than others, I don't know. Some people were putting Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M in the top 10 for a while. I mean, he's explosive off the ball, but a guy, and look, it's not just about stats. I mean, you have 4.5 sacks over 3 seasons. That's not great if you're supposed to be an elite edge rusher, but you have to look why. And the reason why is because he wasn't able to chase down quarterbacks as much as you'd like, and he wasn't able to quickly change directions if they got out of the pocket on him. And that's an issue for me. But if you use him correctly, he could be a good player. But, you know, putting him that high and was a little too much for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Call your shot. Shedeur Sanders goes to
the Raiders.
Raiders.
At 6?
The Raiders.
At 6. Yeah.
A lot of people are penciling that in.
I haven't seen that much, yeah.
That's kind of unique.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, he plays behind Geno Smith for 2 years. Makes all the sense in the world. He's known Tom Brady since he was a kid. He's worked with him on the field and off the field and I had Eldale. The Raiders love names. Mark Davis loves names. And who knows if he had conversations with Deion Sanders about being a head coach of that team, you know, at some point in the last couple of years. I know he's been there and they've had some discussions. So, like, there's a lot pointing in that direction. If Ashton Gentry's there, that might change their mind. But if Gentry's gone, and there's a decent chance he's gone, then I can see them going that direction.
Jackson Dart, first rounder?
Yes. No question in my mind that he'll be a first rounder. It's just a matter of how high he goes.
Jalen Milroe, first rounder?
I don't think so, but it would be very interesting if Washington gets some calls late in that first round to see if Cleveland or the Giants or somebody wants to move up for him.
Good information, Chad. We're looking forward to Thursday night. It's almost here. Thanks for hopping aboard.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on.
You got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Chad.
Chad Reuter of NFL Media. You can check out NFL Network's coverage of the NFL Draft. Starts at 8 Eastern on Thursday. It's live from Green Bay. I actually really like that the draft now travels city to city. I think it's added a lot to the event. When they first announced that, I thought it was unnecessary, and I'd kind of gotten used to it. I went to the draft many times in New York when they had it at Radio City Music Hall as a young guy, and I really liked it. Good atmosphere there. It was fun. But I actually think it works.
Yeah, smart for them to do, too. Right? Too many of the leagues, I think it just feels sometimes like it just revolves around, for basketball, for football in New York, for hockey, it's Toronto. So doing stuff like that where we're not just going to do it in New York because it's New York, it makes it feel a little bit more, that's as a reminder, you small markets, you medium markets, everybody, it's not just a New York showcase, and I think other sports could benefit from that too.
I think the best player in this class is Abdul Carter. And what's going to be interesting is if he actually falls to 3 and the Giants get him. Be a massive win for New York. They would have kind of stubbed their toe and accidentally, I think, fallen into a wonderful situation. I really like Travis Hunter as well. Let's say he goes 2 to Cleveland, though. The winner of those top 3 picks to me is the Giants. Cam Ward at quarterback out of Miami to Tennessee is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. They still need their passer of the future. They've got an offensive-minded play-calling head coach who came over from Cincinnati, having worked with Burrow. In Brian Callahan, but they need to give him a kid to work with at quarterback. So that to me is easy. That one you just kind of take out of the equation. But the Giants sitting pat and getting Abdul Carter is kind of fortuitous gift for a team that's done a lot of things dumb for a long, long time.
Yeah, just by staying put, right? I mean, they gave a huge contract to Brian Burns. They've got Kayvon Thibodeau still under contract, who missed a bunch of time. And non-playing Washington division, I would say, has been something of a disappointment in terms of some of the production. But looking at it, you get a guy that maybe you don't need desperately, but is so good, you just say, that's fine by us. We'll take the best player on the board.
I don't see Shador to the Raiders. Reuters studies it way more than I do and is way closer to it all. But that one doesn't make a lot of sense. I think if Genty's there, they take him. Now, if he goes to Jacksonville, let's say at 5, then all of a sudden 6 becomes really interesting. But I still don't see Sanders after they just went out and brought in Geno and paid him money.
Yeah, so he's got, in his latest mock, he's got Genty going 4 to the Patriots, which I've seen no smoke on. He's the only one there. Mason Graham goes 5 to the Jaguars, and then Sanders 6 to the Raiders.
And Schefter, for what it's worth today, who's plugged in at Michigan and, of course, all over the NFL, did say he doesn't think the Jags take Mason Graham. But, hey, it's that time of year where
everybody's
is
lying.
In disagreement. Yeah. Adam Peters speaking with the media today ahead of the NFL draft. You'll hear from the Commanders GM next on Grant and Danny.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.